The Everett High School band room is buzzing with excitement. The band was invited to participate in the presidential inauguration festivities, and it's their final rehearsal at the school before they head to Washington, D.C.
Does everyone have their permission slips turned in?
Yes.
Who has not turned their permission slip in?
In November, band director Penny Falanchuk applied for the band to participate in the inauguration. Then in December, she got the call that they were invited to play in the welcoming concert on Thursday, the day before the inauguration.
I was quite surprised and almost was taken aback and kind of thought, is this for real?
The students' reactions to this invitation were much like their director's.
I was the first one that Falanchuk called, and I was laying in bed, and I popped up just screaming, no way, no way, just like a little girl, and I was excited, and I was very proud of my band.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's my first time going to D.C. Like, I was excited.
That's drum major Charles Timms II and trombone player Camille Rees. Camille says people have questioned her about why the band is going in light of the controversial president-elect.
A lot of people keep saying, oh, like, why are you guys going and doing this for Trump? It's kind of for him, but not really. Like, it's basically for everyone to me. Like, we're not doing it just for him.
I would say that we're not really playing for him at all.
That's snare drum player Kira Rivett.
We just happen to be at the inauguration where he's getting elected, because whether he's getting elected or Hillary was getting elected, we would be there. Or if neither of them got elected, we would still be there. So we just want to go and play and have the experience of being in D.C.
It's not really about politics for Charles Timms either.
I see it as performing with a group of people that I love, performing and doing what I love to do, and that is music. And yes, I do see it as performing in front of the president and the country, but just having that experience and performing, anyone performing, it's a great experience, even if it's on the street corner or in front of the United States.
Camille Rees says playing at the inauguration means a lot to her.
A couple years from now, you know, when like everyone's grown and have their own family, and you get to tell your kids, oh, look, I did this when I was your age, so, yeah.
Kira Rivett agrees that it's a special opportunity.
I feel like we're a part of history and making history at Everett. We're the first band at Everett to go to the inauguration. And also, since this is such a, like, weird election, you know, it's going to be a big part of history that everyone's going to remember.
Everett will be one of 12 groups performing at the concert, which takes place in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Penny Falanchuk says most of the songs they'll be playing are ones they already knew, but not all.
Well, the kids did have to learn one new song, the Grand Old Flag song. We had to order that and get it memorized, and they did that in about a week. So it's been quite exciting to see them work really hard for something.
The band has had to raise money to send all 47 members to D.C., and they haven't quite met their goal. Everyone from parents to local businesses has pitched in.
And it's been a big blessing to see the community reach out to these kids and give them this opportunity.
Good, good, that's fast.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.